Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Great to be with you on a Victory Monday. The Detroit Lions, they're your division champs. They're getting the bye. They're the number one seed in the NFC, and the road to the Super Bowl goes through Detroit. This thing is becoming very, very realistic, and it's tough to come in Detroit to win. Now, they did lose two games at home this year. One of the teams is in the NFC playoff field, Tampa Bay. Lions will face the lowest seed left, which will either be the Rams, Minnesota, Green Bay, Washington, or who am I forgetting? Rams, Minnesota, Green Bay, or Washington. Yeah, it's one of those four. And it's setting up very nicely. Setting up very nicely. The injuries, well, getting a week off, it does make you wonder, like, the realistic chances of getting Carlton Davis back. The very, very enigmatic Derek Barnes injury that nobody seems to know what the hell's going on there. Arnold and Kevin Zeitler, they will get a chance to heal from their injuries. Does David Montgomery come back for the playoffs? That could be helpful, even though Jahmyr Gibbs carrying the load is nice. It'd basically be David Montgomery probably just replacing Craig Reynolds in terms of number of touches, because Gibbs has been great, and there's no point in pushing Monty if Gibbs can come through. But it's a whole other discussion for a different day, and I'm sure that's one that they would have well thought out. In the meantime, that might be the biggest thing we said it last week, more so than the home field, is getting guys back, getting them healthy. Hey, I want to thank everybody listening through our app, the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. We get calls from all over the country, feedback from all over the country, and it's awesome. Lions fans, Detroiters everywhere chiming in and tuning in from around the country. You also go through our website, 971theticket.com, where the Birchy Kid always is writing great stuff. Evan handling a lot of the content as well. Stream to our website, 971theticket.com. Big numbers on Twitch and YouTube today. Go to youtube.com, search up 971theticket, participate in the chat there. There's a streaming chat on Twitch as well. Good community of people. Log on, and both those sites, search bar at the top, 971theticket, and bang, there we are.
Saw somebody lost a shoot the boot bet, was more than willing to honor it.
Yeah. Tweeted us. And I got,
it's a NAROC?
Was it? Was a NAROC?
I believe so.
It was one of the guys that's on Twitch all the time. So he drank beer out of a shoe. Wish I could remember what a shoot the boot was. Do you remember what it was?
I do not. I remember that you lost a shoot the boot.
Yeah, but that got nullified by the playoffs.
No.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to have to drink beer out of a shoe. Uh-huh. Although I haven't gone back and watched a game. I still got on DVR. I'm going to watch that whole game and make sure we didn't miss a sign with Bears fans recruiting Ben Johnson.
How long do we give him, Gator, to look for this evidence, to clear himself?
Well, I said that you would be the final arbiter on this because you watched the game.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I did not see it.
Well, I don't know if there's a timetable on this. I'll tell you what the timetable should be. The timetable should be when I'm likely to do this, which would probably be during our draft show.
But I would say you have until the end of today's show.
All right, I'm out. Gotta go watch the game.
Just put it on and do your best. I tell you what, why don't you put one of your kids on it? They like doing some work.
I'll watch the game again and make sure. Just make sure. I don't want to shoot the boot if I don't have to.
By beginning a show tomorrow.
No, I got other stuff to do. Do you want me wasting show prep time doing that? You want to carry the load?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, you can breeze through the 4-hour game.
A-Rock did this in a bar.
I know.
He did it in a bar.
It's impressive.
It's one thing to do it at home.
Very limited spillage, too, by the way.
Did he put the shoe back on? That'd be squishy. All right. Anyway, let's get back to your open line calls. 248-539-9797. Jordan in Huntington Woods, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, afternoon, gentlemen. Love all the Lions talk. Greatly appreciate it, obviously. Just want to hit you guys with a different champ and chump. My champ is the U.S. World Junior Championship team going back-to-back with their win over Finland in overtime. And then the chump being Team Canada for not hitting the podium for the first time since, I believe it's 2014.
Yeah, did the USA was down in that game, right?
They were, I think, as much as 3-1.
Yeah, storm back to tie it at 3 and they win it.
And then, one of the goals was a bit of puck luck, but that's what you need. And then another one was a bit of a gritty in the crease tap in, just fighting for the puck.
So, yeah, and goaltender Trey Augustine from Michigan State and also a Detroit Red Wings draft choice. He showed up well, and so did Kiskanen, the player for Finland, who's a Red Wings prospect.
Exactly. Yeah. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. 248-539-9797. Gus is in Pontiac and next. Hi, Gus.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you? Happy New Year.
You too.
Hey, not to be a negative Nelly, wanted to talk about this, the two plays, one being the pass interference, another one on the safety. What's your take on it? I have my own thoughts on it.
Well, what are your thoughts?
Missed calls.
What was the pass interference?
I can't remember the guy's name or number, but definitely when I saw the replays of the video, he was wrapping around his arm way before the ball got there.
So a Viking was wrapping his arm around a Lion before the ball got there?
No, the other way around. Detroit Lion was wrapping his arm around a Viking.
I think he's talking about the Anzalone against Hockenson.
That got flagged.
There you go.
No, there was another one.
Okay, he got flagged on it once. It seemed like they let him play yesterday. They were pretty consistent.
What about the safety? What was your thought on the safety that wasn't called? I assume you mean the Jared Goff in the end zone with the they called that it was guy in the area. So you didn't think that was accurate?
No.
So it was interesting because on TV they were referencing Brock Wright. And the truth is, the closer player to the ball was Jameer Gibbs.
Who was literally right next to
him. And Gibbs actually made a motion. He was trying to catch it.
Yeah. So
you think it's a missed call or a fair play?
I think this. I think that I don't think there's any question he was just trying to throw it away. But because the letter of the rule states as long as you have somebody that's in the area, they get away with it.
And Gibbs was.
And it was
the
right
pass
there.
Interference call was kind of consistent for the day in terms of they let a lot of – A lot of contact go most of the day, and they're going to miss calls here and there.
Agreed. They're going to let them play in the playoffs on the pass interference.
Neither of us said that. But
definitely.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Questionable.
Neither of us said that.
Yeah, it's dependent on each crew.
But we just crew. Which, by the way, what's the most interesting about it, Gus, is that that crew had thrown more pass interference flags than any other crew in the NFL, and then yesterday they let him play.
They did for the most part, unless it was in the first quarter where I know one of the refs called a very chintzy call. That could have been like, what?
What call was that?
In the first quarter when he called it on our guy. And I saw Dan Campbell's face redden up even more than what he is.
Well, I would advise, look, if you're going to, I mean, I'm not going to tell you how to watch the games, but Dude, after that game, if this is your reason for calling in, I'm a little surprised that that's your number one takeaway.
Yeah, sounds like
can't wait
Viking
to get
fans.
On the air with the guys to talk about how much I didn't like the officiating.
Yeah, because if you go on Vikings message boards and look at their fans are upset with the refs, and I get that, you know? Mm-hmm. But the calls, they go both ways. They'll miss them, they'll make them. I mean, how about all the delay of games that didn't get called, in my opinion?
There
like,
were
you
several.
Know, I mean, I hate that rule because it's time. It's absolute. It's definitive. It's when it says zero, there's no time left.
So this came up, of course, when Lamar Jackson led the drive that resulted in the record-breaking field goal off the crossbar that beat the Lions a couple years ago. Justin Tucker. And right before that, the clock had hit zero, and then Lamar snapped it. And that's where we went over the heard the explanation from an official that while we're looking at the clock, and then when the clock hits zero, we look down at the ball, there's a little bit of grace period.
It's so easy to
correct. It's so bizarre. And Kang, you made the point that we don't do that in basketball with the shot clock. You don't go, well, it was in the grace period. It's a measurable, definitive thing. Is the ball in motion being snapped before the clock hits zero?
It's simple enough. Like, you treat it like it's a shot clock in the NBA. You have a red circle or a red square around the clock, and as soon as it hits zero, the it lights up. And if it lights up and the ball hasn't been snapped yet, penalty.
It feels as though the NFL is creating a unnecessary headache for themselves with the delay of game interpretations.
Like, they decided to go with balls and strikes with an umpire. Yeah, it's been bringing it to the NFL. Like, this is concrete.
This is not holding. Is that holding or not?
This should not be subjective.
This is one of the few things that you can measure.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And all three of us understand the rule where you're allowed to, the refs look down and there is this crazy grace period. So it's up to them to whether they call it or not. But I just disagree with that because it doesn't make any sense. It's time.
You can do video assist. They do that a lot now. How about adding this to the mix? It's simple.
So would they, what if the play clock and the game clock synced up exactly? And what if, right? And do you give the quarterback and the center a grace period if the time for the game clock went to zero?
No.
Well, so what?
Could you imagine scoring a touchdown after a game ended? Because that's the same.
Yes, that's what they're allowing.
It's really weird.
I think they should put a shock collar on the referee. when it hits zero, the referee gets shocked and he's got to throw the flag up in the air. Do that.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, maybe not really. I don't believe in hurting people. But anyway, cold weather. It can really wreak havoc with lots of things when you got moving parts that are made out of steel, and it can really make them brittle. How about your garage door? Think about this. Springs, rollers, any of those moving parts, they can break when the temperature drops. And as we're seeing right now, it's cold outside. This is why I recommend Precision Garage Door Service. They're awesome. A local company. They do same-day service. So your garage is back to new in no time. Now, I've worked with Daryl's crew a couple of times. They were absolutely amazing. Plus, they have new garage doors that are in stock at the warehouse, and they can install a new door for you in as little as 24 hours. So if you need new garage doors like I did, do the right thing and call Precision. 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or schedule an appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.
Detroit Lions with a huge win and what was billed as maybe the best regular season matchup in the history of the NFL, best closer in the history of the NFL season closing game. It was great to have Mike Tirico on the call, who really gets this area, and everybody's from somewhere. And so they'll have more knowledge of what a fan base is thinking and what they're going through. And Mike, it's like having our personal national play-by-play guy on the call, and he does such a good job. Fun night, really, really fun night. And now we get to sit back and they get to health up. We get to just enjoy the playoffs and anxiously await who the Detroit Lions will play next. One of those four teams that we mentioned, and You know, I don't know that there's anybody that quote unquote scares me anymore. Probably the scariest thing that they could have faced was a road trip to Philly or Minnesota. And now those things are off the table. If they have to face one of those teams, it will be here. 248-539-9797. Of course, they might have to face them both. Let's get back to your phone calls. We got a Brian in Clinton. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I just want to say my champ and chump. The champ is Chris Spielman. I don't think he gets enough recognition for his front office contributions. You know, he was the guy that kind of found Brad Holmes, and then the team put together Dan Campbell. And then my chump would be the Vikings ownership for trying to do the little buying up the tickets that they did to try to get their fan base into Ford Field.
Well, they tried.
I hardly saw any Vikings fans there.
God, it was an awesome attempted gesture, but the reality is it completely backfired because people just took the tickets and resold them.
They forgot to factor in the Minnesotans' greed.
And I could see why you would try and do what the Lions get to do, which is take over stadiums. Hey, we'll try and make it easy for our fans to take over the stadiums. Or make it easy for your fans to make a small profit on the side.
Exactly. Yeah, there wasn't hardly anybody walking around downtown. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings before the game, and we didn't see hardly any Vikings fans at all downtown.
I saw a few when I was walking in about an hour and 20 minutes before game time. When I was walking right behind Comerica Park towards Ford Field, there were several Viking fans. They were actually very nice, good to see. But I didn't see a ton of them, that's for sure. And sure as hell, not 1,900 behind a bench, which was how many tickets they bought.
Yeah,
I would have guessed 500.
Well, it didn't work. Didn't work.
Nope.
Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. Rob in Grand Ledge. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how y'all doing this afternoon?
We're doing great. How are things in Grand Ledge?
Not too bad. It's a nice small town, just very nice.
Gotcha.
Grand.
I thought you were going to say Grand.
So I got a Grand Ledge. Yep. Yeah. I have a champ or chump. So my champs are the whole entire Lions organization, all the players, front office, all the way down to the coaching staff and ownership. But unfortunately, I'm going to call this guy out. Don't know his name, but he's a chump. It's that fan when there was a moment of silence, and he decided to, I don't know if I can say the word, but I'll modify it, Vikings stink. So with a moment of silence, he's the chump.
Yeah. Were you at the game?
No, my brother was, and he was telling me all about it, and I was like, "Say what?" And they all looked at him like, "Are you serious?"
Yeah, I don't love that, and I didn't know because I heard somebody yell something on the TV, like, but I couldn't tell what it was. It was a moment of silence for what just happened in New Orleans, and you could hear over TV somebody yell something. I didn't know what it was, but it doesn't even really matter what it was. It's just inappropriate.
Right, and I got one more thing to add,
yep.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
So I tried to call Friday, so I'm just going to say this. For all the gentlemen out there that are married and their wives do not like football, my wife loves football. You know why? Because she knows she gets flowers, and I get to sit there and watch one of her TV shows for my football. What a great return.
Yeah, well, I always talk about the part of marriage is the bank of goodwill, that you need to make big deposits, and you never want to overdraw the account.
No,
if you're going to have a big withdrawal. And say, don't bug me for this period of time. I mean, we've got, starting Thursday, we go college football playoff, two NFL playoff games, two more NFL playoff games, actually three more NFL playoff games, and then one more NFL playoff games over a five-day span. It is a excellent schedule of eight playoff games, all with the highest of importance. So my advice to the married people out there who's partner may not be into watching as much football as you are. Whatever that is on that honey-do list, get it done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you can be useless on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
But what we've learned through this show over the years, Doug, is there are plenty of women out there that do enjoy football.
That is great, and we love hearing from...
The stereotype is dwindling.
Stereotype's dwindling, and everybody's getting on board with the Lions. The Lions won't be playing. But if you can sell to the spouse, well, I have to watch... Houston and the Chargers, because the Lions may play one of these teams in the Super Bowl. If you can sell that, that's a great thing to have. Right. But otherwise, make a huge deposit into the Bank of Goodwill over the next few days so you don't overdraw the account. Michael in West Bloomfield, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Doug. Good afternoon.
Hi,
well,
Michael.
I called in Friday, and I don't know if you recall, but one of the points I made was that Aaron Glenn would come up with something the Vikings had not seen and would knock them off their game. I had no idea it was going to be to this convincing.
Well, hold on, Michael. Let me just recap what I have written down for your call. Aaron Glenn has not shown all his cards. He hasn't put them all on the table yet.
Yep.
They will be the best prepared team, and Gibbs will serve notice to the league. Lions win 38-28. Now, your score was you gave Minnesota too many points,
but your assessment was
pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't think Aaron Glenn was going to be that big of a difference maker, but oh my. So apparently what he saw in his film study was that when you knock Darnold off his spot out of the pocket, he is not good throwing the ball on the move. And you know what? I love Justin Jefferson. I think he's a fantastic receiver. Jordan Addison, great. Hockenson, well, they can have him. I like our Iowa tight end better. However, they can't catch if they can't reach the ball. The balls were too far awry. They weren't close enough for them to get their hands on the ball.
No, he was horribly inaccurate.
Horribly inaccurate. If they can't catch him, hey, he decided, let's not defend. I mean, obviously they defended the receivers, but the objective was to defend the quarterback and get him all messed up. And in fact, I don't know if Mike Tirico said it, who I also do love, or Chris Collinsworth, that said his mind clock was sped up.
I think it was Collinsworth.
One of them said it. I don't know who it was because I was just so engaged in the game. But they said his mind has sped up, and he's rushing throws. He's overthrowing. And most of the throws were overthrown. There weren't too many balls in the dirt. But God bless Aaron Glenn. I hope he gets whatever he deserves and whatever he wants. I hope he wants to stay here. I hope Ben Johnson wants to stay here. Because, you know, everybody rises to their highest level of incompetency. These guys are very competent coordinators. And I hope they stay. Don't become a Matt Patricia. Why trade in a Ferrari for a Chevrolet? Stay here. Be good. Let's be the Kansas City Chiefs and get two or three in a row. And it's just so great being a Lions fan right now. Go Lions!
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, Michael. I'm not sure it's realistic to keep them, but, you know.
The two ambitious young men.
We've already seen.
Deserve chances to be head coaches in the league.
We've already seen this offensive coordinator pass on head coaching position, so it's not impossible. And he does want to finish the job. I think when the Super Bowl, he's probably taking a job. And Aaron Glenn's been passed over before. But if they win a Super Bowl, you know, I think they probably will strike where the iron's hot. It's a tough sell when you say, even if you fail, like you said, don't be a Matt Patricia. If you go be a head coach and you fail, you'll get another job back at your old position. But you will also make more money in those 2 years than you'd make 10 years staying as a coordinator, typically.
Yeah, and it's been reported that Ben Johnson has interviews lined up this week with the Bears and the Patriots.
And what is it, Jets and Saints for?
Saints, I think, for Aaron Glenn at this point.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, Champ and Chump, last half hour to get your votes in here on 97.1 The Ticket. Dan Campbell flying the Lions 31-9 domination of the Minnesota Vikings, a game that was close right before half. It felt like the Lions got their mojo back with the two-play drive that got a field goal right before the horn. at halftime. Then they come out in the second half, forcing Minnesota turnover on downs. Wasn't that their first position? No, yeah, turnover on downs. They drove down to the Lions. They had it fourth and goal. The red zone defense, we talked about the importance of field goal attempts. They forced four field goal attempts. They had two turnovers on downs in the red zone. Sam Darnold, and again, red zone defense. In the red zone, 2 of 11 for 6 yards. That is an amazing job in the red zone. And I think that's when this defense is the best version of itself. When you have a full complement of players, it's a different deal. When you don't have a full complement of players, you just got to find a way. And it was the old Dan Campbell. When the game was 7-6, and I was having that weird 2009 Stanley Cup Finals Game 7 feeling, like this is completely incongruent with the rest of the season. I was reminded of what Dan Campbell said after all of the injuries when he came out and said, I don't care if we have give up 700 yards offense and win 45-44. I don't care if we win 7-6 with five first downs, just find a way. I'll be smiling from ear to blanket ear. Remember, he said that on our morning show, and that went viral. At one point, it looked like it might have to be 7-6. But as Dan Campbell says, he does not care. Find a way with what you got, what you can put on the field to win a football game. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Caleb in Livonia. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Caleb.
Hey there. Thanks for having me. Want to say, first of all, how grateful I am to be a Detroit sports fan right now. Good time. And then also wanted to respond to a few callers ago that was complaining about the missed call on the intentional grounding. I have never seen an intentional grounding penalty called on a pass that landed within a few yards of not just one eligible receiver, but two. And so I was curious, you guys have ever seen anything like that? And just wanted to say, I just don't understand why there's so much complaint about that missed call.
I can understand the complaining from the opposing fan base's standpoint, because when you see that neither player, there's no way in hell they can make that catch. And I think it's pretty clear that Goff is just trying to throw it away, that you're like, well, there it is. But the rule is, if you get guys in the area, they're not going to call it. So it's one of these things that, it's almost like a loophole in the rule, right? As long as you're in the parameters, right, you can't, nothing to complain about.
And you see quarterbacks trying to throw it in the dirt towards the receiver all the time to throw it away like that. I just didn't understand. I just didn't understand Terry McCauley coming on the broadcast saying that should have been a penalty.
Well, they were referencing Brock Wright, who was the second closest. Like, why are we referencing Brock Wright when Jahmyr Gibbs was right there and actually tried to catch the ball?
I think actually the officials even said 89 was in the area. They said
his
number.
Mentioned it. It said Brock Wright's number, yeah.
Yeah, but why not Jahmyr Gibbs?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Both of them were in the area. I don't understand that why there's any controversy about this.
Yep. Well, whatever. I mean, it's water under the bridge. But yeah, I didn't think you could talk about pass interference. The thing about pass interference is it's what you have to remember is the officials are that can call that are around the field, and they don't all have the view we do from up high. And it's unfortunate because we might see things that they don't in a given moment of time. As far as being a Detroit sports fan right now, it wasn't that long ago where none of our teams were providing hope. Back in 2019, the Tigers won 47 games. The Pistons won 20. The Lions won 3. And the Red Wings finished 22 points out of the playoffs. That was 5 years ago. Now, the Tigers are a playoff team that, regardless of your sense of satisfaction with the offseason, certainly become an interesting team. And they were a playoff team. The Lions might have the best team in the NFL. The Red Wings have suddenly won 4 in a row and have become interesting again, and the Pistons also arrow is pointed up.
Pistons are a game below 500 right now. They've won 17 when they won 14 all last year. And yeah, as you mentioned with the Red Wings, they've won 4 in a row after firing the head coach and changing things up. Like the direction.
Yeah.
And there's still plenty of players in free agency that the Tigers can go out and get.
And in the midst of all that, we were doing sports talk and taking calls. Yeah. People were calling. That's why it's such a great sports town, is it's a passionate fan base that really, really cares. And we talked about lights at the end of the tunnel and you know, trying to get there, wherever there would be. And Now it looks like there's a lot of achievable goals out there for a lot of our teams. 248-539-9797. Keith is next. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how's everything going?
It's good, Keith.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about that, you know, the time clock and how it goes. I watch that time clock all the time. And it goes down to zero, and they still let them snap the ball when it should have been delay of game. So the point is, in hockey and in basketball, they have that tenth of a second. And that's how the clock should be in the NFL, because they don't have that tenth of a second. Where you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't even need it. They have to do is, hey, when it hits zero, it lights up. How about that?
I said the same thing. I say that all the time, man.
But for whatever reason, they want to keep it subjective. I don't know why they want to keep it subjective like that. It's dumb.
Yeah, they let it go all the time. Constantly.
It's asking for trouble. It's asking for a Super Bowl to be decided when a football hasn't been snapped and the play clock's at zero and they let a play carry through. It is a measurable, finite, definable violation of the rules, and they leave it subject to interpretation, which makes zero sense.
Thank you. And that's what happened on that play. It should have been blown dead, delay a game, and he ran down the field into the red zone.
It should have been, but it's been going on for years, and the Lions have violated it as well. It just makes no sense.
For years. And like I say, I'm 65.
There it is.
I've been watching the Lions for years. And ever since Rick Dempsey made that 61-yard field goal, the Lions have never been the same. That's been the downfall.
It's Tom Dempsey. 63. Rick Dempsey was a catcher with the Baltimore Orioles. Was famous for the hijinks during rain delays for sliding on the
ever since wet
turf.
Rick Dempsey slid on the tarp in that game before with the Blue Jays back in 83.
I've been watching since Patrick Dempsey was on the Grey's Anatomy show. And
I've watched Patrick Dempsey since the Can't Buy Me Love.
Not since Jack Dempsey lost the heavyweight title back in the 40s or whenever the hell it was.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm all out of Dempsey's over here.
Me too.
Didn't we have a soccer goalie?
Maybe.
You would know, Doug.
Yeah, I probably would.
You're the soccer guy and the goalie guy. Yeah. Soccer goalie guy.
Google search it.
Be quite a pull for you if you got this one.
Dempsey goalie. Clint Dempsey. Yeah, widely regarded as one of the world's greatest players. Maybe he wasn't a goalie.
Close enough. We'll give it to him.
He was not a goalie, but.
But kudos for you.
Partial credit to Karsh. All right, enough. 248-539-9797. Monty in Belleville. Hi, Monty.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're great.
Hey, who would have thought getting Azzalone back yesterday was going to be a key in the defense of waking back up and Aaron Glenn being able to go back into his bag and just having him out there just run that defense?
I mean, Azzalone made a huge difference. There is very little doubt about it. Nate, you know, what he was juggling was, if I re-injure this, I could be out for a Super Bowl run, or if I can get through this game, help us win, we can be the number one seed, and if I don't get hurt, I get an extra week's rest. And those dice were rolled, and they roll a seven for us.
Right, and just to the fans, you know, this is the cost of success where, you know, teams are going to come after your offensive and defensive coordinators. And those guys do deserve a shot. They're young guys, so it's not like these are some old guys that, you know, looking to stay with a team long term. And they deserve a shot for, you know, building this team to where it is with Campbell. And like you said, they can at least make some money and always come back or go to another team.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's the reality of when you get to be this good, people covet your players. There's always things about being really good that are kind of annoying, but given the alternatives, I think we'll all take it.
Amen.
Yep. Hey, thank you for the phone call. Champa Chump, last chance to get your votes in. It is Carson Anderson on a victory Monday for the number one seed Detroit Lions. 97 won the ticket. Oh, Dan Miller on the call as the Lions close out the Minnesota Vikings in definitive fashion, 31-9, and now they get to protect home field and are just two wins away from going to their first ever Super Bowl. There are rumblings that we might know some people who've been to a Super Bowl before who may go to another one. And if we can get an RV. If we can get an RV. Hey, this time, if we don't make that wrong turn in Montgomery or wherever the hell it was, we might actually make it all the way there.
Huntsville, heading to Huntsville.
Whatever it was.
Yeah. No, we would not have been able to get there on time.
It would have been, well, the snowstorm in Cincinnati really. But we could go to Breakaway RV Sales and do the show from there again. We could set it up ahead of time. And who was the dude? Cleet that came by?
I don't know if it was Cleet, but there was somebody. Friendliest people ever.
They really were. And we did one of the most improvised Carson Anderson shows of all time. Feedback. Champ, Malik, Amik Robertson, Masterclass, Chump, entire Vikings entity thinking they had any business coming into our barn last night. From Nicole in Clinton Township. Champ, Aaron Glenn, Chump, Jimmy Butler comparing himself. Complaining himself into a suspension and requesting a trade. Tom and Howe, Champ Aaron Glenn. He had that defense ready to play. Chump the state of Minnesota. Pistons and Lions 2-0 over Minnesota this weekend. From Scott and Carlton, Champ, the synergy of a ragtag defense unified by Alex Anzalone. Chump the Packers losing to the eliminated Bears, plus I hate them.
Fair enough.
Champ Alex Anzalone, Chump Vikings fans that sold their discounted tickets to Lions fans. I kind of champ those people. But, yeah, the Vikings attempted takeover. Strong candidate for Chump of the Weekend.
Whoops.
Aaron Glenn, strong candidate for Champ of the Weekend. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Jeff. You're next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
All right. I'm down here in sunny Orlando, Florida.
Nice.
All right. I know you guys have already talked about it, but – The Chump has got to be the missing the play clock. When they miss that, they are taking the 12th man out of it. And when you're at Ford Field, that is what's helping us in Ford Field right now is that 12th man. Light up those goalposts. Make it fun. You know, when those goalposts light up, that crowd will freak out, you know.
I have no issue with that.
No issue either.
Yeah. And then the champ, I hadn't heard this if someone had brought it up, but Kirby going down and saving that tackle, saving that touchdown, and then us preventing the touchdown from happening afterwards, that was a game changer. That changed the momentum for the rest of the game.
Really did. And Jeff, it was, you look at, there's a whole bunch of plays that kept them out of the end zone. And it was their lowest point total of the year. It was Darnold's worst passer rating of the year. It was all kinds of stuff that going into the game, our most optimistic caller had Minnesota held to 16 points, and they only scored 9. And I'm not saying we would have laughed them off the air because we don't do a lot of that, but nobody called with a single. Everybody else had them with 20-plus. It was an incredible defensive performance. Incredible.
Yeah. It was awesome. Unbelievable. Our Detroit Lions are number one seed.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I just did some quick looking at season-ending stats here. The Lions this year, they averaged 33 points a game. Last year, they averaged 27 points a game. It's a full touchdown difference.
Yeah.
Last year's defense gave up 23 points a game. This year's defense gave up 20 points a game. So they make up a touchdown and they give up a field goal less per game. That's how you go from 12 to 15 wins. That's how you get a number one seed.
Yep. By the way, we did something earlier in the show that we all know better. Kang, you were the first to bring this to my attention years ago. When we mentioned the Lions' opponents next year, we did something that we know better. We looked at that. We were like, oh, it's going to be tough. And you go, how can it not be? Look who they're playing. But you never know. It's the weirdest thing about the NFL. The Lions will have to play road games against Cincinnati, Kansas City, Baltimore. I think it was Philly. And there's one more from the AFC.
You mentioned the Chiefs?
No, I think I mentioned the Chiefs, yeah. But it's like seven road games against playoff teams next year. And we're like, oh, man, this looks tough. We know better than to do this. And every year we say we know better than to do this, and then it's proven that we should have known better.
We do, but this does look pretty daunting.
I know,
I'm the guy who says that. I'm the guy who says, listen, don't play the schedule game. Look, the Bengals didn't make the playoffs this year. The Niners sucked this year. And we would have thought, you know, earlier in the year, hey, those are tough games for anybody. But that's why I always say, you know, don't play the schedule game. You don't know who's going to be good, who's going to be bad. But this looks rough. It just does. I mean, at Ravens, at Eagles, at, you know.
The 27 Yankees.
Exactly.
The SEC West.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Monstars in Mars.
Right.
Looks difficult. Good God, it really does. But hey, they've navigated this schedule quite nicely. Let's go to Rich and Ipsy. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Rich.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's up?
Go Lions.
Go Lions.
I just wanted to do my champ and chump, and I wanted to just say my champ, again, is Tirico and Collinsworth for being relatively unbiased and incredible commentators. Collinsworth gave a lot of real interesting little tidbits as it was going through. And my chump is the other broadcasting team that I've learned to despise, and that's Hall of Famer Troy Aikman. I like Joe Buck, but I swear to God, I turn that TV sound off, and I still don't even like the subtitles when I'm watching a game that they're doing.
Don't like the subtitles.
Wow. Wow. I always encourage people, maybe it's because I got one of those jobs, is don't let the broadcasters ruin the time you have. There's very few of them.
You better stay on top of your game then.
There's very few of them that are actually on the major networks rooting for one team or the other, but they will all say it when the game is over. They can find feedback where people are complaining. And you're not saying this, Rich. You just say you don't like him. But
that's each their
own. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Rico Beard has made his way in studio and joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, sir.
What's happening, man? I felt like I've seen you, but I was listening to you for the Michigan game. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it was.
I was doing some stuff, and I was listening to you and John. Didn't see. I know we're talking Lions, but
yep.
I didn't see. I don't think I've ever seen the beginning of a game like that ever.
I in terms of
just the amount of turnovers, like, and snap turnover, and
rain,
fumble, and interception.
Here comes the rain, and Alabama was like the Wicked Witch.
It doesn't rain now.
I don't know, man. It was really, really crazy.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Found a way to get it done. Lions found a way too. That defense found a way, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I said they would have to get at least 3 defensive stops. Somebody got more than that.
Somebody quoted you today on the show, said they heard you guys say 3 defensive stops, and he said he was counting, and he said early in the game they got their 3 defensive stops.
I mean, when you look, if the defense did not play well, it would have been 28-7. Like, they got down to the 5-yard line 4 times.
Yep.
2 field goals, 2 turnover on downs. It felt like you were watching that Titans game earlier in the year where it's like, guys, you do know you can run them. Okay, you know what? Never mind.
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you. What's going on, Gator?
Hey, man, I'm just happy about last night. That was it was a great atmosphere to be there. And, I mean, it's one thing to say they needed 3 defensive stops. They got those on 4th down, let alone all the 3 and the 3rd down stops they got. It was an inspired effort by the defense, and was inspired by Alex Anzalone coming on the field. Amik Robertson was great, and Aaron Glenn the ringmaster of it all with the defense and scheming it up. And, you know,
at this point, when Aaron Glenn goes for those job interviews, it's like, so what can you tell us about? You know what? Why don't you just watch this Viking? Puts his feet up on the desk and just hits the clicker.
And just
I'm going to go to the whiteboard. Let's just watch that.
And he's just got a smile.
Justin, who?
What a great job.
Jordan, what?
There was a cutaway shot of him sitting on the bench with his arms, you know, sitting on the bench and his legs folded late in the game. Where he just looked like the man. No, my work is done here.
Probably the second best pitcher. Only the Green Bay game with the rainy
with the glasses.
Or Jake Bates last week.
Nope.
All right, I assume you have plenty of Lions talk next.
Man, we're breaking down the U of D Titans and
nice. Nice.
No, the Lions.
Hey, have a great show. Enjoy this time, people. Stay safe and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.